You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Open Mic. I'm your host, Varian, and this is the show for the next hour. I'll be playing you mostly some music and sort of talking about what's going on with me, if you're interested, so stick around and find out. But on the outset of our programming today, I'd like to acknowledge that CJSF broadcasts atop Burnaby Mountain on the unceded ancestral territories of the Kwitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. It's really funny talking about, like, what's the point of the show? I've been doing this time slot exactly for like, man, I must have started maybe 15 or 16 weeks ago. Like I started at the beginning of this semester. Like I came back from Korea and came back to school and decided to come back to radio and been doing this program for a while, and I'm still in this open mic slot, which is fine. You know, I think I definitely like having this open mic slot as like, it's just a mixed format slot. There's no like expectations, but I think sooner or later I should probably, and I definitely want to have like my own show and have my own name to things. So I'm definitely been working on like what that looks like as a title. I've been working with some friends and whatnot, helping me suggest titles and whatnot, but it's hard to nail down what it is that, you know, what sets me apart. What's the deal of my show? But hopefully that's something I can figure out as it goes on, but I'm going to go on to some music first for my first track for the day. I've got a song called You Found It in the Trash Can by Dirtbike, and this is CJSF 90.1 FM.
Oh man, what a the days roll by, yet still you try to replay what is old. As you think for yourself, no one else. Your satin bed, rolling weed, weeping, feel you don't be dear. Light it up and roll from here. Cause spring's return, gonna find you crazy. Only then can I love you, lady.
And welcome back. That last track was Walk Away by Weaves here on CHF 90.1 FM. Some little news in terms of like me and my family. My sister, my younger sister, got accepted into Emily Carr, which is like big news for us. We're all pretty stoked that my sister got in. And I don't know. I'm pretty happy. I think this is just like older brother, you know, like I think older brother provider kind of proud older brother moment. But like, I'm super stoked for my sister. She definitely deserves it. And she was definitely like, you know, working pretty hard at her portfolio to get in and stuff. So it's big news. And my sister's so funny. Like her style is very, very like, it's just very funny to me, her mannerisms and her style. Like, you know, she's not like, I don't know. It's not like she's one of those kids with like a, it's not like my parents bought her like a fancy like iPad Pro with like, you know, the Apple Pen or whatever, you know, like, I mean, not to say that you need, not to say that using that as a medium is necessarily bad, but you know, my sister has this really, you know, old, it's like, definitely a bit of a sleeper PC, but she's got this old computer and like a white, well, I mean, for the longest time, it was in like this old, like white casing tower, you know, it was hand-me-down. It was just a bunch of spare parts. Like I gave my sister a couple spare parts from my old computer, so did my dad and my brother. It's cobbled together and it like, you know, it's slow, but it gets the job done, you know, and she was never one to complain, you know, she like, you know, for the longest time, she was just doing, you know, a lot of her like digital art on like some random freemium software on her phone. I remember she would always get ads and she would like have to, you know, watch videos, like, you know, paid. She'd basically have to watch ads in order to unlock certain brushes and whatnot, and uses all the swatches she wants to use. And I remember offering, oh, you know, like you seem to use this enough, like I'll buy it for you. But she's very, I feel like she's very humble and she doesn't need that stuff. And she's, you know, I'm pretty sure the copy of Photoshop she uses right now is like a cracked copy. Like I'm pretty sure I mean, not me, somebody pirated it for her. but you know, yeah, like, super, super happy for her. Like it's super funny. She's such a, my sister's such a little nerd, you know, like all of her projects are just such a good meme, you know, she spent the whole day, like, man, there's some character in like Yakuza, the like beat 'em up sort of video game that she's really into. And she like printed out a bunch of his pictures on Pinterest and spent the whole day like decorating photo cards. She's just super, super funny. It's really funny watching. I don't know. I think my siblings are considerably younger than me. And not considerably, but like my sister is 5 years younger than me. And it's just kind of funny to be at this point to see my siblings sort of grow up a little bit, you know, it's, you know, like, man, for the first time, I hope my mom doesn't listen to this. I'm pretty sure my mom never listens to the show, but, you know, it was kind of funny to have, you know, my sister, like, ask me if I could, like, boot her alcohol, you know, like, I remember being in that place in high school, and, like, that was such a kind of, like, I mean, I couldn't do it. And I also don't, I don't condone underage drinking, but, you know, I don't know, I've been there, you know, and it's like, it feels kind of nice to finally be in that position of being the older brother to like, oh yeah, you know, like I don't want you getting it from some sketchy dude who's gonna rip you off, you know, like, oh yeah, okay, I'll buy you alcohol anyways. Again, definitely do not condone underage drinking whatsoever, but like,
FBI, open up!
Oh, I'll be right back. I'm just going to go to a song. Here's Windy Summer by Henri here on CHF 90.1 FM.
Too much things.